morning. My guest this morning is Dennis Agnos, who is the development director of Face to Face, and we're going to be talking about Art for Life. Hi, Dennis.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Well, this is a great event always, and this one, you told me, is the 29th annual.
It is indeed, 29.
Amazing, amazing. So for those people who have managed to miss all the others, if there are any, give us a little précis of just exactly what happens Saturday, September 17th, between 2 and 6 p.m.
I am happy to do that. And I think first we should honor and acknowledge the 29 years of history of Art for Life.
Yes.
It is Sonoma County's longest running art auction to end HIV. And the net proceeds that we raise benefit Face to Face, whose mission is ending HIV in Sonoma County, while also supporting those people living with HIV and AIDS.
Right. You have made history.
We have indeed. we're very lucky to have 150 local Sonoma County artists that have generously donated an inspired piece of work in many different medium, from ceramics to oil paintings to photography. There's something for everybody. Uh-huh. And, you know, you'll come to the Sebastopol Center for the Arts and see the collection and have the opportunity to bid on that art. And whatever the sale price is, comes right back to Face to Face to support our HIV prevention and care services.
So the event begins Friday the 16th at noon.
It does. It does. And that's held at the Sebastopol Center for the Arts from noon to 3 p.m. That Friday is a open to the public, free preview of the collection, followed by a private reception in the evening for sponsors and artists, an intimate opportunity for them to get to know one another and talk about the pieces. And then the show is the next day on Saturday from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. where you can come and have a nibble or two and a glass of wine and enjoy the art and place your bids.
It seems to me that in the past, correct me if I'm wrong, do you have any of the art presently exhibited or to be exhibited in places like Copperfields? I've seen that.
That is a great question. And over the years, yes, the art has been in a number of different locations. One that is a pretty consistent spot for us is one of the windows of the Face to Face thrift store on Railroad Square in Santa Rosa. It's called,
right,
Three Monkeys Thrift.
I know. I love it.
Oh, good, good, good. Yeah, we'll bring some of that art in, have it in the window as a way to promote the event and what Three Monkeys Thrift does for our clients.
Right. Yeah. I think that's I'm a great thrift store fan.
You know, Roland, we've seen you in the store. I know that.
Don't tell anybody. Is this also a way for people to get a work of art for possibly a little less money than they might otherwise pay?
You know, the aim of the artists is to donate their piece of work and to garner the highest contribution they possibly can. There are times when a piece of art might be sold for maybe a little bit less than the value, uh-huh, of the art. But I can say that when that does happen, the artists are very encouraged because they know that that contribution is coming back to a really good cause and good services. You know, it's our goal to try and have people bid early and bid often and bid high.
Right. Of course.
Every dollar we raise goes to the programs that we're able to produce throughout Sonoma County.
I take it too that a number of these artists who are represented in the show are people who have been in others of these shows over the years.
Indeed, indeed. I mean, just yesterday we had a delivery on a special morning where two of the artists wanted to make sure their art was in. They've been doing it for 28 years. The only show they missed was the first one.
Wow.
And so it was important to them that they participate again this
Excellent. Year. Excellent. Dennis, thank you very much for coming in, and thanks very much for the work that you do in putting together the events at Face to Face.
Thanks for having me.
Let's tell people once again that this is the 29th annual Art for Life, September 17th, 2 to 6 p.m. For information, a telephone number, 544-1581, online, artforlifef2f.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.